and deen. Today people look for satisfaction. They look for ecstasy. They look for enjoyment. They want to become happy naturally. Unfortunately, majority of humanity is looking for it where? Looking for it in haram activities. However, like there is a maza and there is an ecstasy and there is an enjoyment, so-called, in the haram activities of this world, far more greater than that, far more pure and far more beautiful is the maza and ecstasy and enjoyment that is found in the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say, إِذَا وَجَدَ مَحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ وَجَدَهُ أَحْلَى مِنْ كُلِّ مَحَبَّةِ. If you truly become Allah's aashiq, the aashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then in that you will find more maza and more sweetness and more enjoyment than in anything else in this world. And we find the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such terminology is found in hadith also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَاقَ ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. He has tasted, and enjoyed the maza and ecstasy of iman. Who? Man kana Allahu wa rasuluhu ahabba ilayhi mimma siwahuma. The one who loves Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anyone else, he has tasted the maza and the ecstasy of iman. Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has kept my shahwat, in other words, my ecstasy. Allah has kept my ecstasy in tahajjud salah. Ya Bilal, aqim farihna biha. Time of salah would come. What would Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Bilal, call out the azan or call out the iqamat. Farihna biha. And let us get that rahat and that inner enjoyment and ecstasy. Ju'ilat قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي السَّلَاةِ جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي السَّلَاةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. So one is many of us feel ibadat, deen, Islam, this is some hardship, some difficulty. We have to go against our nafs, we have to make mujahada. But all these aqwal that I have mentioned, ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I mentioned, are giving us another message. And what is that message? Initially, yes, you have to drive yourself. Initially, there is some mujahada. But once you persevere and you pass that stage, then wallah, the actual enjoyment that is found, in seeking Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is nothing in this world that can compare with it. That is why we find the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who tasted this ecstasy and enjoyment. Jummah, it's impossible to even scratch the surface. Already we are running out of time. But we find in the incidents of the lives of the awliya Allah, when they are leaving this world, they are crying. Many of them are crying. Some of them, they see the basharat. They see visions of Jannat as they are about to leave the world and still they are crying. And the question is asked to them, why are you crying? They say, we realized that after today, sajda in front of Allah won't be possible. Fasting won't be possible. Tilawat of Quran won't be possible. In other words, we are crying over the loss of that actual ecstasy and enjoyment. For example, what I mentioned just now, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ju'ilat qurratu 'ayni fi salah." He said, "Allah has kept the literal translation, like we say in Urdu, 'Aankho ki thandak,' coolness of the eyes. Literal in English, coolness of the eyes in salah. This doesn't truly give us what is alluded to in this expression, 'Ju'ilat qurratu 'ayni.' You have to understand it in a desert context." desert dwellers, when they're traveling in the desert and there is a sandstorm, camel is Safinatul Sahara, is the ship of the desert. So Allah has designed that animal such a way. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Allah says, observe the camel, you will see the qudrat of Allah. One such thing is that Allah has given the camel double eyelids. So when there is a sandstorm, the eyes of that animal is protected. But the rider is not protected. Massive sandstorm, what does he do? He takes a cloth, covers his entire face. And through a little gap, he tries to see, look for some shade. Maybe some tree or some cave or some rock or some boulder. And he'll direct the camel in that direction till eventually he gets some sort of obstacle protecting him from this vicious sandstorm. Finally, when he gets that obstacle, gets that protection, removes the cloth from his face, his eyes are burning worse than if you had to put chilies in your eyes. A desert traveler will understand this. So what does he do from his mashkiza, from his leather bag? He takes some water and he sprinkles it on his eyes to cool that burning. And al-an qarrat ayni, now my eyes have been cooled. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that kind of enjoyment and maza Allah has kept in salah. So the point, my respected brothers, finding Allah, finding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a journey of the heart, and it is a journey that from the time you enter into this world till the time you leave, this is our goal and our objective. True love of Allah, true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, Mahabbatullah wa Rasulihi min azami wajibatil iman wa akbari usulihi wa ajalli qawaidihi. He used to say, this is the most important wajibat of iman. This is the purpose of my and your existence in this world. Akbari usulihi wa ajalli qawaidihi. This is the most important principle. Love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bal hiya aslu kulli amal min a'malil imani wa deen. In fact, this is the foundation of every action. Every time you read Quran, every time you make zikr, every time you make salah, every time you get the temptation to do haram and stay away from haram, the foundation of it is the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah used to say, Mahabbatullah wa Rasulihi ruhu kulli maqamin wa manzilatin wa amal. This is, he used to say, this is the ruh, this is the soul. Without a soul you are mayyit, you are a dead man, there's nothing there. The ruh and the soul of your very existence is the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah used to say, فَإِذَا خَلَى مِنْهَا فَهُوَ مَيِّتْ لَا رُوحَ فِي. If you are devoid of this, if you are devoid of the true love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, even though you may be living and walking and talking, in reality you are a dead corpse, لَا رُوحَ فِي, there's no ruh in you. فَمَلَّا مَحَبَّةَ لَهُ فَلَا إِسْلَامَ لَهُ بَلْ أَلْبَتَّ. Because the one who doesn't have the true love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in reality he has no Islam, he has no deen, and there is no purpose to his existence. It is a meaningless existence in this world. The problem and the challenge that is facing you and I, my respected brothers, is that somebody says, I've got gold, he can show it, can find one scale, can check whether it's pure or not, how many carats, 22 carats or 24 carats, same with the diamond, same with anything precious, same with anything valuable. It is tangible, you can see it, you can measure it, you can weigh it. Iman cannot be seen, you can't find one measuring tape. But there are signs, there are indications in Quran and Hadith where Allah has given us a thermometer, Allah has given us one scale. by which we can gauge, main to aashiq e rasool hu, I love Allah, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, main fida fillah wa rasulih, I'm ready to give my life for Allah, all those claims are very easy. What is the scale? What is the measuring tape? Walladheena amanu, walladheena amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. Allah says in the Quran, those who have iman, their love for Allah is intense. By love for Allah, by extension is meant Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-imanu fi qalbi rajul an yuhibba Allah azza wa jal. What is the proof? What is the yardstick of iman? That you are a mu'min, you have iman. And يُحِبَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, that your heart is brimming over with the love for Allah, and by extension, He is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba, like I said, claims are easy. And the tragedy and irony, my respected brothers, is many of us have reduced our deen and our commitment with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam into rituals. We have become what we call seasonal Muslims. Rabiul Awwal, light a few lights, sing one or two nazams and naats, and think, mashallah, main to aashiq e rasool ban gaya. I am a true devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, rituals and claims. What's the haqiqat? What's the reality? For example, there was one village, one very old person, one very poor person, peasant. He told everybody, listen, I'm going to get married to the daughter of the king. Princess is going to be my wife. They said, Pagal, this is you on small village, that king doesn't even know you exist. Forget about him giving you his daughter. They said, listen, he said, take me seriously. 50% is already sorted out. From my side, it's manzoor. I'm just waiting for her answer. So in other words, what is this? This is what we call a baseless claim. Dawa bila dalil. Claim without any proof. Yahya bin Muaz, rahimahullah, Abu Yaqub, great, great awliya of Allah, what they would say? Laysa bi sadiqin, laysa bi sadiqin, man, laysa bi sadiqin, man idda mahabbat Allah wa rasulihi walam yuwafiq hududahu. Kullu man idda mahabbat Allah walam yahfaz hududahu fadawahu batila. These are awliya Allah, great friends of Allah. They would say, anyone who claims that he loves Allah,